Florida lawmakers are eyeing the state's biggest source of revenue to boost private school scholarships for low-income students. The House plan would create the sales tax scholarship program and allow businesses to steer sales tax dollars to fund more scholarships.
Well, I certainly think it's a great bill, and I'm so glad the speaker's behind it and the Senate president's behind it.
John East is the vice president for policy of Step Up for Students, the group administering the corporate tax scholarship program. The program still has about 25,000 students on a waiting list even after more than 60,000 scholarships were paid out this year. Right now, money put into the scholarship program is capped at about $286 million, but that cap increases every year. And under the proposed expansion, the program could grow over the next 5 years to spend $874 million annually. That's enough for roughly 150,000 scholarships, and more than enough to cover both the students currently enrolled in the program and those on the waiting list. But East says the potential size of the cap can be misleading.
But if students don't choose the scholarship, the law requires, very appropriately, that the money be returned to the state treasury.
For the first time ever, the scholarship program would be open to students who are not eligible for free and reduced lunch. A family of four earning up to about $60,000 a year would become eligible. Partial scholarships based on a sliding scale would be available for higher-income families, but low-income kids would still get first priority. At first blush, the plan sounds good to schools that teach those students. Jason Flom is Learning and Communications Director at Tallahassee's Cornerstone Learning Community School.
We are a private school with a public mission, and being able to reach out and provide the type of educational setting that we have to a broader range of students who might not otherwise have access to our program means that we're better able to fulfill our mission.
But even though he works for a private school, which, full disclosure, underwrites with WFSU, Flom worries there's not the same passion for public education, and he worries the voucher expansion may go too far.
You know, what if some of this money were going towards cultivating innovative programs in the public sector of schools, because we do have great schools and there is obviously a demand for an alternative approach to education.
The 15% of students at Cornerstone who use the corporate tax scholarship take a nationally normed test, such as the Iowa Test of Basic Skills. However, that test, unlike the ones kids in public schools take, don't determine whether children are promoted. While Flom says he believes the expansion is a good thing, he's concerned about a potential hiccup the bill may soon encounter, making scholarship students take the same tests as public school kids.
Depending on what the expectations are for what students are expected to do, it could increase the hurdle for, you know, the number of schools that would accept it.
Senate President Don Gates has said he'd like to see children in the corporate tax scholarship program take the same state assessments as public school kids as a way to ensure an apples-to-apples comparison. That argument is once again being raised by lawmakers like Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz.
So our public school students have to take the FCAT, correct?
You recognize.
As of right now, yes.
Follow up. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the students in these schools do not have to take the FCAT. They can take an alternative test.
You recognize.
That is correct.
You recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why the difference?
If the expansion goes through, the state expects to lose more than $120 million in sales tax revenue over that same five-year time frame. But it also believes those losses are negated by savings generated by students switching from public schools to private ones. House Speaker Will Weatherford has promised what he calls a massive expansion of the program. But the size and scope of that expansion has even lawmakers who support the corporate tax scholarship program saying they're uncomfortable with the House plan now on the table. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.